Okay, Brian, could you just let us know where it's at for the stadium? Maybe tell us what you know about the stadium. And obviously, I'm assuming you guys are going to get use out of it.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, this is, as you're probably aware, this has been going on for about 2.5 years now. It's been a process. All I'll say is, Bison head football coach, I never lost hope. I was certainly worried at times, but the hope was always there. I just kind of believe that David Asper and the Premier, once Gary Doer got things going, and now with Premier Selinger, you know, that this would happen. And sure enough, it has. They're going to put the shovel in the ground on May 20th. You know, I've been involved in, you know, certainly not any of the business side of it, but in terms of the planning side of it, I've been in meetings over the last couple of years, a lot of meetings, you know, with design to the football aspect of it. So, yes, you're right. We do have a part in it. It's a partnership. It's going to be built at the University of Manitoba on a site where our practice fields now are, right beside an old dilapidated university stadium. And we're going to have all our digs in there, everything that we've asked for. I just came out of a meeting yesterday. So locker rooms, coaches' rooms, meeting rooms, our own weight room, therapy room, the whole shoot and match. We've got almost 19,000 square feet of Bison space. So it's fantastic, and we'll be sitting right next to the Bomber space.
I get the feeling you're not sad at all about seeing the other stadium go.
Not at all. Not at all. You know, I'll tell you, this new stadium is, you know, we'll see how the finished plans go. I know there's always controversy about money and what else is new, but the stadium, it looks so exciting. I was in a 2.5-hour meeting yesterday where the architect did all his presentations, and it's going to be sunken almost 3 stories into the ground, so it's going to have a whole different effect to it. You know, it's kind of got a high-tech look. It's pretty cool, and it'll be just exciting to take pride in that. You're right, our old stadium. In fact, I'd say both ways. Canada Inn Stadium, where the Bombers currently play and where we play our playoff games, you know, it had its days. It's done. University Stadium is far, far, far worse off than that. It's, as I said earlier, dilapidated. It was built in, you know, in the late 60s for the Pan Am Games, the first set of Pan Am Games that were held here. Heck, it's got rubber end zones for throwers and jumpers. You know, I mean, Canwest teams hate playing there, and we certainly understand that, and there's just nothing we could do about it. And now something is being done about it, and, you know, in 2012, we'll be hosting our Canwest opponents in a brand-new state-of-the-art stadium.
What's going to happen with University Stadium?
It's going to remain there. In fact, we've kind of, in all seriousness, we're kind of Cinderella in this whole thing. We're going from rags to riches in 3.2 seconds. Basically, what's happening is the new Bomber Bison Stadium, as I said, it is a partnership with the university, will be built on the site right beside the old stadium. The old stadium will stay, because the track is very good in there. It's a national level track, and so that'll stay. The new stadium will be bubbled throughout the winter for year-round use, by you know, obviously our football program and others, and community use. Right next to that is a brand new, it's 1-year-old, brand new indoor complex, and it's fantastic. It's a full-size football field, it's field turf. It's really changed the life of our program. We've been in it, you know, this year and going through our mini camps. It's a fantastic situation. And then sitting right next to that, they'll be adding 2 full field, field turf, fully lighted field turf fields. Each of them are 1.2 million plus lighting. So we've gone from really having arguably the bottom 5%, maybe the worst football facilities in the nation, to literally, unquestionably, not even close, the best in the nation once this all gets completed, because nobody will have a brand new pro football stadium sitting on their campus, brand new with all the new facilities, plus two field turf practice fields, plus a fully functional field turf indoor field, all sitting side by side by side. It's an incredible situation for Bison football, Bomber football, and amateur football in this province.
And Brian, do you think with the new stadium that's going to help in two areas? Number one, attendance. Number two, maybe as a recruiting tool?
Well, you know, I think yes in both. I think attendance, as I'm sure you're very aware, attendance is a tough one throughout Canada West. It really is. You know, all sports in CIS seem to suffer for lack of attendance. And I think that one of the schools actually up there at the University of Saskatchewan, I think especially in the football program, they do such a great job. But aside from that, I think most of us really struggle with attendance. I think this will really help. There's no question about it. I think it'll help with resident students and employees on campus. I think it'll be more attractive. It'll be an event in a new venue. I think that will help. I think it'll also be viewed. You know, perception is one's reality, and I think it will be viewed as making everything more high-end, more professional, and I think it'll attract people from the community. With regards to recruiting, no question. No question. And I know this sounds arrogant, and at risk of that, we just had a great decade. You know, we went to the Vanier Cup twice. We won one of them. We finished first in the conference five times in 10 years of the decade. We put more players into pro football than any program in the decade. And we've done that with zero facilities. I am not kidding you. Beyond rock bottom facilities, embarrassing facilities. I think now to be able to bring recruits in and hopefully brag a little bit about our history and our program and bring them into an absolute professional first class facility that we share with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, I think will be a great recruiting tool, and certainly I'm using it already.
How is the relationship with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers with you guys?
It's a great relationship. It always has been. I've stated a number of times how grateful I am to them in their help. In fact, this morning, for example, they're running a combine with a number of our players, our draft eligible and free agent players. I mean, it's an advantage. They're sitting here in our city, and they're taking advantage of being there, and it's a great advantage for our guys to be able to showcase themselves in terms of, there's only eight CFL teams. One of them sits right here, and within 2 years, they'll be literally right down the hall from us. The relationship's always been terrific. You know, Brendan Tamman, a really good friend of mine and a great colleague, a great football friend of mine, now over in Saskatchewan. Brendan was fantastic to our program. I can't tell you how much he helped us with recruiting and various things in the years he was with the Bombers. And we've always had a great relationship with their staff. Paul Appelese, case in point, we've got several items in our playbook that are directly from Paul Appelese when he was OC here. Then, of course, he went over to the Rough Riders and did such a great job with them, and now back here as Bomber head coach. Since he's been back, I've had a couple of meetings with Paul, and, getting our staffs together is going to be beneficial, obviously, to us and to our players. So there's a lot that we benefit in terms of a close relationship with the Big Blue.